For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Today, we continue with Leap Week, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Next, we hear from Lee Schwartz. He's a former Miami-Dade County cop, and he also served with the Coral Gables Police Department.
I'm one of these people who has done a 360-degree turn, because if anybody had told me a few years ago that I would ever say, legalize it, I would have said, you're crazy, because I was a hard nose, like most police officers, believing everything I had been told, information that came from various agencies, that there is no hope. The idea is just to pick up somebody for drug usage, drug sales, lock them up, forget them. And now I realize this is a mistake. This is a total waste. We're wasting money. We're wasting manpower, police officers that should be on the road, looking for drunk drivers, looking for people who are wanted for crimes, trying to prevent crime from happening. And incidentally, I spent about 10 years in crime prevention, so I can really appreciate what I'm saying, that police officers should be out on the streets. This money that we're spending in this so-called drug war, in the opinion of, in my opinion, and many other law enforcement people that look at it from both sides, having been in the so-called war, realize we're spinning our wheels. We should be taking this same money, spending it on something worthwhile, like educating people as to why they shouldn't do it, controlling it. And people say, often say to me, how can you control it? There'll always be a market for the bad guy. And I agree. It's no different than alcohol. There is still a certain small market, very small, that manufactures it. It's infinitesimal. There's nothing to it. By the same token, there's no question some kids can buy alcohol or tobacco, but it is so controlled it is very difficult. It is more difficult to buy alcohol or tobacco for a minor than it is to go buy drugs. And I have asked kids in front of their parents, if you wanted to, and I'm not saying you do, but if you wanted to buy drugs, could you buy them? Inevitably, they say, yes. Do you know exactly where to go or who to see? Yes. Could you get almost anything you wanted? Yes. It's here. And I think many people bury their heads in the sand and follow the concept that I believed for so many years. Lock them up. Forget them. And we have wasted not only these billions and billions of dollars, we have wasted the lives of these kids.
You can hear more from Lee Schwartz and five other members of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition this week on Cultural Baggage. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.